You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 106 million. That's how many customers in the U.S. and Canada were affected in a data breach at Capital One. A hacker gained access to the social security numbers of credit card customers, as well as linked bank accounts and social insurance numbers of Canadian customers. The company expects the breach to cost it as much as $150 million in 2019. Those costs will be driven by customer notifications, credit monitoring, technology costs, and legal support. The next number up is 4.3%. That's how much FedEx has to pay the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation on its unfunded pension. The Pension Benefit Guaranty Corp is a federal program that assures that corporate pensions are honored. Now, FedEx has realized that it can issue debt that charges a lower interest rate and use the proceeds to pay down some of what the unfunded pensions are costing them. So last week, FedEx did just that. It sold $1 billion of bonds as well as 1 billion in euros. This model of issuing debt to help fund pensions might inspire other companies to do the same. That's according to analysts at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Our last number is 0.25 basis point. That's how much traders expect the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates today. And the market is 100% sure that the Fed will cut rates. That's implied from futures pricing for the Federal Reserve's benchmark interest rate. A rate increase would most likely be good for stocks, but it could be bad for the economy. The U.S. stock market is already at a record. Unemployment is at about the lowest level in a half century, and inflation is running just below the central bank's 2% target. In Barron's this weekend, Scott Minard, Guggenheim Partners' chief investment officer, said that the Fed is about to deliver a, quote, sugar high when it should be cooling the economy. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Mary Childs, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.